Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to go with Shalimar, but I just couldn't. Gotta have Friday. And by the way, what has Danny ever done to get me ready? Nothing.
The only Zero. Thing I can think of is him going, so we're on the green. And walking out.
We're putting today. Yeah. Danny analyzes the show by golf.
Yeah.
That's how much he does to get me ready.
Up in the morning, it's 6 o'clock.
All right, a lot of show and a good show. We want to kick it off. It's weekend, people, weekend. Let's enjoy this Friday. First of all, Pokemon Go is now the biggest mobile game in history. And I have an entire section of
Potpourri Man.
I've got three stories based on Pokemon Go, including breaking and entering. A couple of dudes, they were at the zoo. The zoo was closed, but the game needed them to be in the zoo, so they broke in.
Oh.
I'll give you details. Lindsay Lohan freaked out. What's new? Today, along with two family four-packs of tickets to the Orange County Fair, which we're going to be there a week from tomorrow, we are going to be searching for talent, stupid listener talent. We're going to let you call this hour and share with us what your talent is. 5 seconds for $25. The game's on fire. The Beatles' top five singles of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine. You cannot doubt any of these five. They are super strong. Gray Drake joins us. I cheated. I looked ahead at Ghostbusters to see what Rotten Tomatoes says. I'll let Gray share it with you.
Uh-oh.
Six reasons today doesn't suck. Donald Trump's back at it. And we're talking UFOs. UFOs with Grant Abraham. That's on the 8 o'clock hour. All of this coming your way as it's a Friday pre-weekend show on Mark in the Morning. But right now, Stones Man.
Stones.
Stones. Stones Man! Nope. So, you know, I said, it seems every day we wake up to another senseless tragedy, as again we do today, yesterday in Nice. Innocent bystanders just enjoying Bastille Day when a truck plows through. 84 dead, 10 kids, 2 Americans. The death toll has risen to 84. Although no organization immediately took credit for the massacre, the country's president said it was obviously a terrorist attack.
France has been hit on its national day, the 14th of July, our national symbol.
Sont niés par les fanatiques.
Because human rights are linked
est forcément
and attacked
cible.
By fanatics.
So let's just kind of talk this through, and I can uncharacteristically just kind of share with you what this senseless violence has done to me. And for lack of a better term, with air quotations, I will call it personal alertness. We can no longer take for granted that everything's going to be okay. I'll give you an example. On 4th of July, we had had lunch. We're all outside in the pool. We're sipping wine. We're drinking beer. We're just partying. Linda then stands up and says, Mark, and she's looking toward the pier. So I look, and there's a guy walking on my pier toward my backyard. I immediately got up. I walked to the gate and put my hand on it. The guy said, our boat died. If I could I please use your phone? Sure. I let him in. Linda went down and got the other three people and got them water and so forth. And these people were 70 and everything looked innocent. But at no time did I not assess every move, everything they were doing, because 10 feet away is everything I care about in the world. My wife, my kids, girlfriends, boyfriends, friends. I was on alert the entire time. And sadly, that's what I think it has to be for all of us. Is it going to stop me, the senseless is it going to stop me from going down to Bank of America Stadium and watching my Panthers? No. Will it stop me from going to the movie? No. Will it stop me from going out to dinner with my family? No. But I think that the day that we can just sit there idly and assume that everything's fine, I think personal alertness is the way to go. Be ready to get up, get your people, and clear the area. And I just wanted to share that with you in case you're not of that mindset. Maybe you can think about it. Because for me, that's where it is. I'm not going to stop living my life because of it, but I do need to be on alert at all times, watching everything around me. And sadly, that is our existence. Thoughts?
I think you said everything that needs to be said, hoping that this is a blip, a tragic, horrible, monstrous blip in our time, in our life, and then it goes away. And until then, we will do what you suggested.
Yeah, I for me, that's just what it's got to be, because every day it seems there's another one that we have to sit. Thoughts and prayers, by the way, to those that passed and their families. It's got to be, I mean, they're just innocent bystanders looking to celebrate, and then they have to lose their life to a guy who drives the truck through there. So it's on my mind, as all of these tragedies are, and I just wanted to share that quote with you, personal alertness. I'm just saying, be aware and be ready to grab your people and clear the area when anything odd starts happening. I don't know how many times you've been in a situation where something like that breaks out, but, you know, I told the story on the airplane. There was a guy sitting on the airplane, and he was belligerently drunk and loud. And there was a guy from clearly New York. He and I had spoken earlier. At one point when this drunk, and they're still feeding him liquor. At one point when this drunk was really, really loud, New York stood up. He was sitting in front of me. And he looked at the drunk, and then he looked at me. And his look was saying, are you in? Are we going to deal with this if it gets ugly? And I was. I unbuckled my seatbelt. I just think that this is where we are. It's a personal alertness to protect what means everything in the world to you. So, yeah. So, again, thoughts and prayers to those in Nice. And it was tragic. And sadly, I don't think this will be the last time we'll hear of it. Let's talk about this. Mick Jagger is about to become a father for the 8th time.
What?
And the mother is 40 years his junior.
Go, Mick.
Hey, Mick, dude, love you. But if you weren't Mick Jagger, this ain't going to be happening. this 40 years younger, I'm assuming super hot. But good on you, man.
And let's just do some quick math. She's 40 years younger than he is, which makes her roughly 61. My math was correct, right?
I always equate this. On the day that Mick was celebrating his 40th birthday, she was being born.
Yeah. Cuckoo.
Wrap your head around that.
Can't.
Hey, listen, I ain't judging. It's good to be a rock and roll star. Two things. You get young, super young chicks, and you can wear the weirdest straight. When you're a rock star, nothing is off the table.
Oh, no.
You can do and say and wear and get away with it.
Think of Steven Tyler. All the scarves you want.
Here we go. Mics are hot.
Shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up, person.
I got a mic TV to do. The people are waiting.
You need to drink a glass of shut up juice.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is people Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. It's a lot more fun than hanging out with Mark.
Wow.
God. Real quick, last night ESPN debuted 30 for 30, the Dwight Gooden, Doc Gooden, Daryl Strawberry story, and it's really great. If you grew up in the 80s or you're a baseball fan, a must watch. It just, wow. The highs and lows of these guys is just, it's heart-wrenching, but it's also inspiring. Anyways, late night TV was laughing a lot last night as Conan and Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon told some funnies. Here we go.
The mayor of Rio, did you get this? The mayor of Rio is pleading with Nintendo to release Pokemon Go in Brazil just in time for the Olympics. Yeah, he wants that. He's even introduced Rio's own Pokemon character, Zikachu.
No.
National Hot Dog Day, and to celebrate, Donald Trump spent a few hours on the rollers at 7-Eleven to work on his color.
I saw that Hillary Clinton spoke to her donors at a special performance of Hamilton this week and said that she's seen the show 3 times. Then she got back to saying how she can relate to everyday working class America. You owe it to yourself to see it. It's only $3,000 each.
Since the Brexit vote, the British are having a huge shakeup in their government. All kinds of new people coming in. Here's the latest. Britain has a new foreign secretary, and the foreign secretary once likened Hillary Clinton to a sadistic nurse. Yeah, said she was like a sadistic nurse. After hearing this, Bill Clinton said, man, I wish.
So good. There you go. There's your Mike TV.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
All right. So Kiss was in concert last night. Now, Gene Simmons knows Donald Trump, but he has not come out publicly and supported him in his run for president. So last night they were singing the song I Love It Loud. Many people say that Gene shouted "Vote Trump" in the song.
Really?
Yeah.
There's really no place for that in that song.
I don't even know the song.
Trump, I want to hear it now, right between the eyes. Vote Trump. It doesn't really work.
Now, Gene tweeted that he was saying more drums.
Oh.
So I've got the clip.
Okay. Oh, good.
Listen carefully and see if you think he said vote Trump or more drums.
That kind of sounded like vote. I got to hear that again.
Nah, it's more drums.
I don't know.
It's more drums. Put your ear. Do it again and put your headphones. Like, put your hands to your headphones.
Okay, everybody at home, put your headphones close to your ears.
I'm not. More drums.
Yeah, I think it's more drums, although that would be that was kind of a diva Elton John thing to yell in the middle of the song. Yeah.
Look, I'll say this. Gene Simmons, who I know, would never yell any politician in a Kiss show.
Yeah.
Because he's not being paid for it.
Right.
So that's just it.
So we all go with more drums.
Yeah.
I think
right.
So. He's just not gonna do that. Now I was pissed off. I sit down here last night. I had to do some computer work, and it's cocktail hour. In the middle of cocktail hour, I have to come in, and I wound up on Premiere, which is the website that Gina used to work for, and it's what I use for the show. And when I was doing the prep for yesterday's show, this was not there. So I'm looking at Premiere. Yesterday was National Nude Day.
What?
It was National Nude Day.
I would have been happy to do this show topless.
Yeah.
Now I won't.
Well, I got up. I walked straight outside. Linda was sitting there. It's cocktail hour. I took my shorts off and got in the pool to celebrate National Nude Day. Linda took my picture.
Oh, what?
Yeah, well, we had to be careful because I was naked.
Yeah.
But so she took my picture, just kind of resting by the pool, completely naked. Now, unfortunately, I can't say go to markinthemorning.com or Mark Facebook. The whole thing is down.
Facebook's not.
Facebook's up.
Facebook's fine.
The Mark in the Morning website's...
it's screwy right now.
Yeah, you got to go to the soundla.com and then click on the Mark in the Morning tab.
Or just hold off and we'll tell you when it's back up. But is the picture on Facebook?
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Skeeter put it up.
Wait, are we going to get flagged for this?
What? Flagged why?
Because you're naked on Facebook.
You can't tell. As far as Facebook is concerned, I was simply in the pool.
Uh-huh.
You cannot, there's nothing. Trust me, Linda doesn't post anything until she's blown the picture up and looked at every aspect of it. She insists on seeing every photograph taken of Red before it's posted.
Why?
Because our address is on his name tag.
Oh, smart. Yes. All right, I am seeing your picture. It is... as the day you were born.
Looking good, 21.
Yeah, man. The thing that scared me was the title comes up before the picture comes up, and the first thing I clicked on was, and I thought it was a picture of you, it says, "Yum, are you in?" But it's for something else.
Hey, can Rusty see your pool from his yard?
No.
Okay, good for him.
I have complete privacy from both sides. We have complete privacy in our yard. Which is nice. Yeah. Which allows me to do things like take off my clothes and get in the pool to celebrate National Nude Day.
Red couldn't be less interested in your nudity, by the way.
Go ahead and say it, Gina.
What?
Looking good, 21.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Ready? Looking good, 21.
Gina.
What?
Trend me.
Okay. Well, France is in a state of terror again after a French Tunisian man drove a truck through a crowd of people on Bastille Day, killing 84 and injuring dozens of others. Hopefully, neither of those numbers will go up. Donald Trump's campaign planned to announce his selection on his selection today for VP, but canceled the event because of the attack in Nice. Sources close to the campaign said that Indiana Governor Mike Pence accepted the offer. And here's what's trending in sports. Daryl Strawberry admitted yesterday that he used to have sex during games, in the clubhouse, between innings.
Wow.
So just, something to shoot for if you're a young, aspiring baseball player.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm Gina Grant, and that's what's trending online. Mark has a big problem, and I'm going to call him out on it. That's going to be at 6:38. But first, the Pretenders. This is Mark in the Morning.
I got brass in pocket.
Wow.
Gina.
Yeah.
Until you were trending and you were teasing something at 6:38, and look here, it's 6:38.
Oh, look at that.
I was unaware that I have a problem.
Yeah, you have a big problem, Mark.
Let's discuss it.
I wish we would. So, we all know that nobody likes to make up words and phrases more than you do.
Suthamaseach, Gina, Suthamaseach.
We're all familiar with your classic.
Well, again, thank you. That was fun, and it's nice to kind of talk Suthamaseach's crazy things that happen.
But at least, at the very least, that sounds like something that if you weren't totally listening, or maybe English was your second language, that would sound like a word. So that's what you have going for you. But there's something you do now. As a professional storyteller, you get paid to be a raconteur. All of Los Angeles hangs on your every word, wants to know how the story's going to end, and you just spin out. So here, okay, yesterday we were discussing how Charlie Sheen might be using prostitutes as a tax write-off, and then you started telling a story about your accountant, and it was riveting, and here's what happened.
And I called my attorney, I said,
what? One more time.
And I called my attorney, I said,
have you given up on English completely?
See, in my brain, you don't need to hear exactly what I said to him. You know that I was approaching. So in my brain, that makes perfect sense. I just
You go full Tasmanian devil all the time. We're actually going to need to get those back to back together.
Hey, the biggest problem that I'm currently dealing with is that, and you've all heard it, I'll be in the middle of a story. I'll be in the middle of a sentence about the story, and then something will hit my brain, and I will stop in the middle of the sentence and move to something else.
Yes.
I do it all the time. Now, I think it makes a little bit of sense, but I'm aware that I'm doing it, and I wish I wouldn't. I just did it.
You know what? I'm diagnosing you. I just came up with this. This is your diagnosis. I think you have SSS.
Which is?
Something shiny syndrome. You just immediately stop what you're doing to go say that shiny thing.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely correct.
All right. Just wanted you to know.
Well, I appreciate it. You know what? You have helped me.
Thank
you. This was, as Barney would say, this is therapeutic for me. Suthamaseach, Gina.
I know, Suthamaseach.
All right, let's talk about the fair. Now, we're going to be there a week from tomorrow, noon to 3. Mark in the morning, Andy in the afternoon. We are not only making an appearance, we're putting on a show. And part of the show is stupid listener talent. I know that I've said this, and Gina's got a few of people that have already applied. We've got a guy and his wife coming. He's bald. He's got this area in the back of his head that he can take the bottom of a beer can, suction it to his head, and it stays. His wife gets behind him. He bends over backwards and pours the beer in her mouth.
Wow.
And it goes all over her. It's awesome. I've seen it so many times, and I can watch it every day. It's too great. Now, we've got a few people that have applied. Gina, run
us through those. Here's a couple of the ones that we liked. A talent, they sing opera style with rock songs in a, quote, semi-comic style. Not fully funny, but semi-comic.
Like
An Axl Rose impersonator. Mm. Can chug a pack of cold Yoo-Hoo in 60 seconds.
I can't wait!
Can bend nails with their toes.
I'm pumped about that.
Oh, I like this. Can name all 50 states in under 40 seconds in alphabetical order wearing a state-shaped hat. So we have all kinds.
Now, we told you that if you have a stupid human talent, to text the word talent to 21003 and to leave your information about what your talent is and contact information. So many of you are only texting the word talent. So what we're going to do is we're going to open the phones.
Maybe their talent is not listening.
Maybe, well, yeah, that clearly would be the deal because there's nothing we can do with that. We can't call you.
Yeah.
We can't email you. We don't know what your talent is. So we're going to open the phones. We're going to do some business, then we'll play a song, and then after that, we want to hear what your stupid talent is. Just call. And if we like it, we will immediately book you and give you tickets. By the way, if you are talent at the show, everybody gets a seat. You get a seat, guaranteed, and a bag of Mark in the Morning swag.
Yeah.
So that's our little payment. You get a great seat. It is going to be at the Heritage Stage at the Orange County Fair a week from tomorrow, 23rd of July. There are 800 seats. Now, if you want to be guaranteed, because this is going to pack out, if you want to be guaranteed a seat, you'll be at the Orange County Fair the moment that it opens. It opens at 10. You go straight to the stage and get your chair. But luckily, it is going to pack out. You will be allowed to stand around. If you don't get a chair, you can stand and watch. So, if you have stupid human talent, call right now, 888-696-1003. Don't call if you can't come to the fair. It's a week from tomorrow, next Saturday, the 23rd. So call right now with your stupid human talent. We may book you today. All right, so the phones are packed. Jackie. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, she's there.
She's there.
Jackie?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Why are you so low?
I'm here.
Speak up.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk to these talents that are calling for the Orange County Fair. As soon as we book one or get rid of one, continue answering phones. If you have a stupid talent and you want to join us a week from tomorrow at the Orange County Fair and do your stupid talent, then call 888-696-1003. Let's go to Matthew. He's calling from Chatsworth. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Really good. So what is your stupid talent?
My stupid talent is I do a great impersonation of a sloth.
What? How do you impersonate a sloth?
The movement, the mouth gestures, the eyes. It is a gift that I've been blessed with that I cannot partake and bless anybody else with by teaching them. It's inborn.
Oh, wow.
Now, Matt, listen now. If I put you on that stage and you suck, I will kill you in front of everyone. Is this good? I mean, because I'm intrigued because I've never heard it. So do you do this for people and do you get a really great reaction?
Yes, I do. I do it for my friends and they seem to enjoy it.
Wait, no. They don't seem to enjoy it. They either enjoy it or they don't. I'll kill you, Matt, if I put you up there and this is... If you get up there and it's stupid, I will take your life.
Well, it's supposed to be stupid in his defense.
It is. And Mark, I mean, you don't want PETA to come after you for killing the human sloth on stage.
All right, Matt, I like it because it's stupid and it's original. I'm nervous, but I like it. So we're going to book you, okay? You immediately get tickets to the fair, and you get a bag of Mark in the Morning swag. Thank you for calling.
Mark, I don't think I've ever told you this, but I actually do an impersonation of a possum hanging on, like, you know when you drive and you see a possum, like, hanging on a pole?
Right.
Do you want to see it real fast? It's
I
just
do.
For you. Total visual.
I'm ready.
See if Matt can beat this next week. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ha, 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 That's it.
All right, wow. Save it for the fair, oh, Gina. Okay. That's too good. Gina, you're in. You get tickets,
yes!
And you get a bag of Mark in the Morning Swag. All right, let's go to Jason calling from Crestline. We now are booking stupid talent for our appearance at the fair a week from tomorrow. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Mark.
What is your talent?
I have a stupid talent of clapping with one hand.
Ooh.
You can clap. Do it.
Okay, give me a second. Hear that?
I no. think I heard it.
Boo.
It's so easy. I can do it.
Well, it's very Buddhist. Like, what's the sound of one hand clapping?
I don't know. I discovered it when I was like 6 years old, and I've yet to meet anybody else who could do it.
I don't know if that's a talent, man.
Do people enjoy it?
My kids love it. My girlfriend hates it.
Why does your girlfriend hate it?
She says I look like a retard.
Okay. Hang on. What do y'all think?
I mean, no? I can't do it, so I'm impressed.
All right.
Alternate.
Mikey can do it.
All right. Jason, you're going to be on the alternate list, okay?
All right, man.
All right. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. All that crap. Paul from Whittier. Paul, what is your talent?
Good morning, guys. I do a Vince Scully impression.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
All right. I can already tell this is going to suck hard. Okay, Paul, go ahead and do it for us.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. I just woke up. One
okay,
second.
I want you to find your cheese.
Hi. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good morning to you, wherever you may be. You are on 100.3 The Sound, KSWD, FM, and Orange County.
Paul.
You are on markinthemorning.com and
Paul?
The podcast. And a little interesting fact about Mark Thompson, formerly of Mark and Brian. He has a problem saying, some of these things that he's trying to say.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
Let me share with you. I want to save you from doing that. That sounds nothing like Vince Scully. You're closer to Betty White.
Well,
with that
in
Betty White.
In Paul's defense, I think if you worked a little bit harder, you'd have a dead on Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So,
oh, really?
Paul. Paul, you're not even going to be on the alternate list.
But come.
Yeah, come and check out the fair.
All right, let's go to Jared. He's calling from Anaheim. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, so what is your stupid talent?
Well, my stupid talent is I can do animal noises, and some of them I can do have actually gotten response from the actual animals in the world, out in, you know, wildlife.
Okay, well, then say each animal you're going to do and then do it.
Okay. I have called the duck out of the air with this one.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Next.
I almost started a stampede. Well, I made some cows and their rancher a little nervous when I was out in the field with him, and I did the cow.
That sounds like a motorcycle. It's not a cow.
That's pretty accurate.
All right, less talking, more animals.
I can do goats, chicken. I can do a chicken that's like the chickens that they're just kind of plucking around the yard.
Okay, too much talking, not enough animal. so I've only got 10 seconds?
No, I'm saying tell people to call for... seconds, sorry. Yeah,
call right now for...
5 seconds.
For 5 seconds for $25, 888-696-1003. What's your name? Sylvia? Silvana?
Silvana. Hi.
Silvana. Okay.
So what can you do?
I'm looking for a very conservative, introverted person that I can sing rock and roll with Mo tomorrow.
She can sing what?
Rock and roll.
I can blast a rock and roll song.
Let's do it.
All right. It says here you can sing Born to be Wild.
Yes.
All right. Do it.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Yes, yes, wow. Mark, yes!
You're kidding.
Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen. Be
you
the
want
world
this?
In a love embrace.
So much.
Fire all your guns at once in. Explode into space.
All right.
Like the truth.
All right. Gina,
yeah,
you want that?
Here's the thing. The talent isn't the singing. The talent is that she's incredibly introverted and very shy, and her talent is she comes alive when she sings Born to be Wild.
And other songs.
alternate list.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, hang on. All right, Joanne, I got to go. This is my last one. Joanne, what is your talent?
My talent is I can take any word you give me within reason, like 11, 12 letters, and immediately repeat the letters back to you in alphabetical order.
Okay, weird. Do alphabetical.
We have to get
A-A-A-B-C-E-H-I-L-L-P-T.
Whoa.
You're in.
Yes.
That is a stupid talent right there.
$5 seconds for $25.
Yes! $25, everybody's talking about it. It's the hottest game going. $25. We go to Sarah. She's calling from Lancaster. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Really good. How's things in Lancaster other than hot?
That about sums it up.
What do you do for a living, Sarah?
Pardon me?
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I am a letter carrier.
Oh, a letter carrier. I had one in California. If there was a package, this bitch wouldn't get her fat ass out of the truck and bring it to the port. She just threw it down by the mailbox. Do you get out?
Yes, I do. And I go to the door, and if you're not home, I leave you a notice. So no one's still
home. Well done, Sarah. How old are you?
60.
60.
Jeez.
60.
So you married?
Yeah. No.
No. Kids?
Oh, wow.
Why do I feel like I'm interrogating her?
I don't know. You do sound like it.
All right, Sarah, I'm going to ask you a question. If you answer it, and it's very gettable, you get $25, Sarah, which is more than you make in a week. If you miss it, then Monday is $30. You ready, Sarah?
I sure am.
All right, good luck to you. What band did Sylvester Stallone commission for the theme song to Rocky III after he was allegedly denied the rights to the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Survivor, I have no idea.
What did you say?
I said Survivor, but that's not right. I don't know.
No, actually, it is correct, but the 5 seconds had lapsed.
Oh, you don't, come on!
Mark.
People, no, wait.
Survivor!
If the game is 5 seconds for $25. Yeah. She didn't do it in the... What am I supposed to do?
We go to the tapes.
We can't go to the tape. I mean, not right now. We have to wait a couple minutes so I can get it up.
All right, Sarah.
Hold on.
I'm going to put you on hold. Can you hold for a minute?
Oh, sure.
Okay, stay right there, because we're going to count down the top 5 Beatles songs. Mikey, can you get it ready by the end of that?
We got a song here. I can do it during the song easily.
All right, we're going to go to the tape. If she made it by the end of the buzzer, which I'm saying she did, but hey, I will go with the tail of the tape. And if she made it, then fine, $25. If not, $30 on Monday.
Hang on, Sarah.
Okay, so the top 5 Beatles songs, according to Rolling Stone magazine, you can't really doubt any of these songs. Also, I will share with you 5 groupings of animals and what they're called. The number 5 Beatles song, according to Rolling Stone magazine, In My Life.
How say you, Mark?
Oh, I love this song. Yeah, I love this song. It gets dicey for me when we start talking. Well, I top 15, but I don't see them. It's hard for me to know.
I have a great.
When you have a group of falcons, you have a cast of falcons.
Ooh, I like that.
I have a great story about this song. I'll tell you later, but it's
yeah, because we got to do the tail of the tape with Sarah because I'm rushing. The number 4 Beatles song of all time. This is just one of the greatest songs in history.
Yesterday, all my troubles.
When you have a group of finches, you have a charm of finches.
That sounds so Game of Thrones.
The number 3 greatest Beatles song of all time. Strawberry Fields Forever.
Really?
No?
I always wonder if we like Strawberry Fields because we're told we're supposed to like it,
what?
Or if it really should be top 5 Beatles songs of all time.
I actually do. I do concur.
Thank you.
Now the next one, I could. You don't agree, Mikey?
No, I think Strawberry Fields is perfectly placed.
Top five.
When you have a group of fish that have already been caught, you have a drought of fish.
Oh, that's very sad, but I get what you mean.
Makes sense.
The number two greatest Beatles song of all time. I would have rather had She Loves You than this in the top five.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something.
When you have a group of giraffes, you have a tower of giraffes.
I like that. You know, I'm glad that at least one classic made it into the top five.
All right, everybody say number one right now. Say it.
Oh, crap.
Oh, come on.
A Day in the Life?
No.
Number one.
It's got to be.
And when you have a group of goats.
Really?
What? What about the goats, Mark?
When you have a group of goats, you have a trip of goats.
Gina.
All right.
Number one Beatles song of all time.
There are like three or four songs within this song.
People, I have to do Tale of the Tape.
Yep.
Sarah, you ready?
Sarah?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do the Tale of the Tape. Sarah, she played the game 5 seconds for $25. I contend she got the right answer, but it was after the 5 seconds was up. Here is the game. What band did Sylvester Stallone commission for the theme song to Rocky III after he was allegedly denied the rights to the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust?
Survivor, I have
not. Yeah, close.
Well, you know what?
Can I tell you what I think?
Yeah.
I think because she got it in before Josh called her a loser, I think it's valid.
Yep.
Yeah, she was right between, she was after one, and the S of Survivor was right before loser.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, you just won $25.
Thank you, Mark.
You're more than welcome. I'll see you at the fair. So we're all about Ghostbusters this break. Gray Drake has joined us for her Flick Chat, and after she reviews Ghostbusters, Katie is going to sample a new Twinkie that has been released in honor of Ghostbusters. It is a slime Twinkie. Gray Drake joins us. Good morning, Gray.
Oh, man, I want a slime Twinkie. That actually is a nickname for an old boyfriend of mine.
All right, Gray, I think this was the most hated trailer in the history of YouTube, but trailer is not a movie. How is Ghostbusters?
I have seen the film, and I can assure you, everybody was getting their knickers in a twist over women being recast as the Ghostbusters. And it is official. Ovaries do not get in the way of you bustin'.
Yay!
Look, when everybody was talking about how bad the trailer was, I said, look, the bottom line is, it's either going to be a movie with great jokes or it isn't. Do the jokes land?
I would say most of them do and some of them don't. And my reaction to the film, that's the same for any comedy, and my reaction to the film is that it is not the funniest collaboration between Paul Feig, Kristen Wiig, and Melissa McCarthy. But there are so many things to like about Ghostbusters that everybody needs to settle themselves down.
All right, tomato meter.
It is certified fresh, my friends. That's high. That means the score is 75%.
All right. Wow. That's decent.
All right. Katie is going to now try the new slime Twinkie released in honor of the movie. Katie, okay. Let us know.
I'm going to break it in half.
It looks like Chernobyl green cream cheese.
It's very whipped. Okay. Here we go. Taking a bite.
Just a big bite. Oh, two bites.
Good?
I'd rather it be a normal Twinkie,
uh-huh,
but I don't want to spit it out.
Really?
I'll swallow it. Am I going to take another bite? Probably not. Probably not, but I'll swallow it. And it's like It's like it's too moist.
Yeah.
It's like wet on the outside.
That looks pretty disgusting.
What flavor is that?
It's key lime slime.
Mm. All right. The last movie out this weekend is The Infiltrator. Who is this and what is this?
Well, let me tell you, Bryan Cranston is starring in a story about a real guy who's a U.S. Customs agent that wanted to bring down Pablo Escobar's drug cartel. No small feat in the mid-'80s. We are kind of mad at that guy for wanting to get rid of cocaine, though. Am I right? Side note. So, the great Bryan Cranston, John Leguizamo, and Diane Kruger and Benjamin Bratt are in this movie. And we've seen this story before. Make no mistake, you're going to get deja vu. You've just never seen it with a cast this good. So, the movie ends up being worth seeing and a total must for Bryan Cranston fans. And it is 63% fresh, guys.
Oh, it should be higher than that, I think.
Bryan Cranston is one of our best actors working. He's not a star. He's an actor. He is a blue-collar, great working actor. Just really one of the best.
Amen.
We can't get into it today because it's not official, but Gray's got some great news coming. As soon as there's wet ink, we can tell you about it. But, Gray, I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you very much. You know what? Bustin' makes me feel good.
Gray Drake is senior editor for Rotten Tomatoes. Gray, we'll see you next week.
You got it.
Now, Mikey, you've got a story about what?
So the Beatles song number two was In My Life, number two Beatles song of all time. And so it's kind of a sad story, but J.J. Jackson, the former MTV VJ, was an old local LA DJ, and, you know, I worked with him. Danny knew him as well. And went to his funeral, and at the very end, the whole they got everyone in the audience to sing this song. And I'm sitting there singing along, and I hear a voice behind me, and I'm like, that sounds like Rod Stewart. And we're all singing, we're done, we all get up and walk away, and I turn around, and Rod Stewart is behind me. So Rod Stewart was singing In My Life in my ear.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. But
those of you that have heard me talk about Mikey, this has been my last 15 minutes since I did the top five Beatles songs. Mikey goes, I got a story, not for now because I know we're hurried, but I got a story. And then during the commercial break, the story's really good. If I could have like a second to tell the story, I'd like to tell stories. It's worth it. I promise it's worth it.
I thought this one, of all my stories, this was the most worthy of them all.
It was. It was short, which is always good when coming from you. You didn't go off on tangents or anything.
Nope.
It had a point. Yep. It had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
And it had a rock star.
I will say that you are fresh at 82%.
Thank you.
Yeah. So take that with you. The world is trending and Gina watches it for us.
Say something else.
Something else.
Okay, here we go. Got it. Sorry, I just need to load. Well, in an hour-long televised event, President Obama grasped for solutions by promoting a broad dialogue on race and reconciliation last night. Trying to get in on the Pokemon Go craze, Hillary Clinton is holding a campaign event in Lakewood, Ohio. That's doubling as a Pokestop. And as Mark told us earlier, Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger is set to be a dad again at the age of 72. Jagger is expecting a child with 29-year-old ballerina girlfriend Melanie Hamrick. Yes. This is his eighth and her first child. And I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Lots of fun coming up. Lots of great stuff. First,
six reasons today to
suck. Oh, yeah. Oh, and number three is going to just make you crazy. But first, Toto?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. This is Mark in the Morning.
This whole break was a question mark. So, as I've been saying, we, all of us, Mark in the Morning, Andy in the Afternoon, are going to be at the Orange County Fair a week from tomorrow, the 23rd, noon, at the Heritage Stage. We're putting on a full show, a live fill-in-the-blank, Matt's band Big Language, and Stupid Listener Talent. We've been asking people to call and share. Let's go to Larry calling from L.A. Larry, what is your stupid talent?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Mark. I bang drumsticks against my face and make music.
I love it.
All right. Do you have sticks? Can you do it?
I have sticks and I'm ready to roll.
Do it.
All right. The theme from Popeye.
All right. That's enough, Larry. You're in.
Yeah, Larry.
Okay, if you have a stupid talent, and if you come, you get a couple of things. If you're in the stupid talent, you get a guaranteed seat at the 800-seat Heritage Theater.
A good seat.
A good seat. And you get a bag of swag. Plus, you get in the fair for free. What could be better? And now, this could be better. Six reasons today doesn't suck.
One.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
It was on this day back in 1972. Elton John's Honky Chateau album hit number one on Billboard, and it stayed there for 5 weeks.
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Now, these next two are gonna make Gina go, what?
Two.
I've been cheated.
Linda Ronstadt is 70 years old today.
What? Wait a second. Didn't she date Governor Jerry Brown back in the day?
Yep.
So isn't he that age now? I mean,
I don't know. She's 70.
She had to be 12 when that happened. Wow. Three.
And the former star of TV's Airwolf, Jan Michael Vincent, is 72 today.
Oh, I buy that.
Cool. Happy birthday. Jesse the Body Ventura is 55. And I'm going to play a clip. If he was offered to the show, look, this is no judgment. He is a nice man, smart. He was the governor of Minnesota. But his voice is nails on a chart. I can't stand to hear him talk. Huh. And there's something about the way he pronounces every part of the word.
That was a really good Jesse the Body.
Yeah. Federal politics is very much like pro wrestling. In front of us, the public, they pretend they're angry with each other and they pretend to not like each other, but in the back rooms, they're all buddies and cutting deals. And I think that's what the two parties do today at the federal level.
They're all buddies cutting deals. Oh, I can't stand it.
Five.
Now, I include this for a reason. Brigitte Nielsen is 53 today. She was the wife of Sylvester Stallone. She was the second. He was the second of her five husbands.
Wasn't she with Flava Flav for a while?
Yeah.
Yes. It was a strange love is what it was called. And it was their relationship.
She's only 53?
She's 53.
Who was hotter at the time, though, than Brigitte Nielsen?
Oh, no. In her day, she was, you know. But look, after your third divorce, you got to look in the mirror and go, huh, maybe it's me.
Six.
I love this song so much. And this dude could not be nicer. Joe Satriani, now of Chickenfoot and still doing solo work. Joe is 60 years of age today. Soak in some of this.
You know, for all you classic rockers who love music and you want to get into meditation, when I'm doing like a 20-minute breathing meditation, I like to listen to Joe Satriani.
So good. Gina, what is one thing you're going to do with your weekend?
Go to the beach.
Now, as I've been telling you, Mark in the morning and Andy in the afternoon, along with Joe Benson, Chick on the Street, we're all going to be at the Orange County Fair a week from tomorrow, Saturday the 23rd, noon to 3, and this time we're putting on a show. A live fill-in-the-blank with Matt and Frank, Jeremy Benson, Joe's son's going to join. They're going to do Tom Sawyer by Rush. Then Big Language, Matt's band, will play. And then we have Stupid Listener Talent. We've been taking calls all morning. We've inked some dumb ones. Let's go to AJ from Camarillo. AJ, what is your talent?
I can do the theme song from The Lone Ranger on my lips.
Oh.
Do it. You're in, AJ. That is just stupid enough, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Every dad on the planet can do that, by the way. But I'm excited about this, AJ.
He represents the normal.
Yep, yep.
Donald Trump has chosen Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. We have Donald on the phone to talk about it. Thanks for calling in, Donald.
Yes, thank you. You know, it's the highlight of your week to talk to me, Mike. It really is. And yes, I'm very excited about my pick for VP. I'm excited.
Now, how did you choose Governor Pence as your running mate?
Well, there were several steps to my selection process. And as you can imagine, there were a lot of people who wanted to be my running mate. A lot. So the first thing I did was take a list of the people who wanted to be my VP, and I eliminated anybody who hadn't retweeted me or liked any of my tweets in the past week. Boom. Gone. Get out.
That's a pretty arbitrary method, Donald. I don't think that's the way politicians do it.
Look, I'm here to shake things up, Mark. I don't care how politicians do things.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so next, I took pictures of all the potential VP's faces and placed them in different parts of my home. I then scotch taped Ritz crackers on their faces and put a live chicken in the middle of the room. I then shouted, "Okay, chicken, peck the face of the candidate you like the most." So the chicken strutted and begacked all over the room and pecked the faces that he found most aesthetically pleasing, as per my orders.
Donald, that doesn't sound very scientific at all to me.
Nonsense. Nonsense. I'm pretty sure this is how politics works, Mark. So at this point, there were like six possible candidates remaining. So I wrote their names on individual slats of wood and hung them around the necks of six different lactating koalas. A beautiful animal, by the way. And then I had my maid Esmeralda milk the koalas. She's here legally, too, by the way. Whichever candidate's name hung around the koala who produced the sweetest, richest teat milk moved on to the next round. It was great.
I have to say, Donald, this is a pretty bizarre selection process. Why didn't you just do what an actual politician would do and research each candidate?
Turns out the Mike Pence koala and the Newt Gingrich koala produced the most identical tasting milk, Mark. Mm. It was identical. Mm. So next was a scalp massaging contest. I had Mike and Newt run their wrinkly yet masculine fingers through my lustrous coif of 80% human hair. And guess what? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
They both were equally tender and attentive scalp massagers, Mike. So I said, "Convince me, candidates. Whisper into my ears why you should be chosen."
I really don't want to hear any more of this, Donald.
As Newt Gingrich ran his delicate sausage fingers across my noggin, he whispered, "It should be me. Let me take you places you've never been." I like that, to be honest. Then it was Mike Pence's turn to woo me, and he did not disappoint, believe me. He leaned in, his hands delicately grazing the warm, liver-spotted crown of my head, still tender from my most recent hair rejuvenation treatment. I felt his warm breath on my earlobes as he caressed
my... Okay, all right, we get it. So Mike Pence is your pick. Best of luck to you, Donald.
Mike Pence tore down the huge wall around my heart, Mark.
Goodbye, Donald. Thank
Trump
you.
Trump 2016. Having my baby.
So... here is a rather staggering statistic. For the first time since World War II, women over the age of 40 are having more babies than teenagers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, anecdotally, a lot of my friends are getting pregnant and they're getting close to 40, so I think it's the new norm.
Well, I was born in 1955. My mother had me when she was 38, which in that day was really late.
Yeah.
To have a kid. But now, and I really believe it's because we're healthier as human as a human race, women are more suited. Plus, people are waiting to get married and to have kids. They want to enjoy their life and do all kinds
establish
of stuff.
Establish their career. Yeah. Mark, let me just ask you this, and you don't have to answer, but I do have to ask. Your mom had you at 38 when that wasn't normally done. Mm-hmm. Were you a surprise?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because... they had my sister 5 years before. Normally, when you've got a span of 12 years between kids, then that's going to be a surprise.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm going to admit this. I'm going to say this publicly. I know that everybody hates this song. I love it.
Okay.
Now, I wouldn't put it on my iPod for exercising, but I love this song.
Mark, we are going to, I'm going to insist that we get Adam Carolla on the phone at some point soon so you guys can discuss this song.
I will.
He too has strong feelings about it.
Oh. I can't wait to discuss it with him. Please make it happen.
Okay.
Please. I know you guys got some shows coming up. He can legally come on and talk about the
Absolutely.
Shows.
Absolutely.
I can. Dude, I'm going to tell you something. I went to see Paul Anka in Vegas. Now, he is a showman. It was a great show. But the best part of it was when he does a medley of all of the songs that he has written for other people.
Oh, that's cool.
You will be shocked. This guy has written. He wrote the Tonight Show theme for Johnny Carson.
Really?
He has written so much stuff for other people.
And My Way, of course.
Yeah. I mean, it'll shock you with all the songs that he wrote for other people. Wow. He says it himself. I'm a songwriter first, singer second.
Wow.
All right. Let's talk Pokemon because there's quite a few. Pokemon has gone and taken the country by storm. In only 1 week since its release, it has become the biggest mobile game in U.S. history. Pokemon Go has 21 million daily users in the U.S. alone, which is more than the estimated 20 million that Candy Crush had at its peak. And after 3 days, it had more users than Twitter and is expected to surpass Google Maps.
I have no words.
It's just nuts. Continuing with Pokemon Go, an Ohio couple was arrested yesterday morning after they jumped the fence at the Toledo Zoo to catch Pokemon characters. Interviewed by a TV reporter, one of the guys said, "It wasn't the most responsible thing, but you've got to catch them all." Just days earlier, the guy wrote on Facebook, quote, "I am not above breaking and entering for Pokemon."
Get that on a bumper sticker.
So, they're in jail. And then, while the Pokemon Go craze hasn't claimed any lives yet, it came very close to killing an ex-Marine who crashed his car into a tree while trying to catch a little blue sea monster.
Oy.
The car he was driving was totaled. His brother set up a GoFundMe page to raise at least $3,000 for another car. I'm going to donate to an idiot who is playing Pokemon while driving a car.
Yeah.
Do
you play this?
What?
Do you play this?
How dare you, Mark? You know I do not.
We're probably not far away from there being a Pokemon lawsuit, right? I mean,
I would think.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that guy is probably going to sue Pokemon for putting one on the windshield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What judge is... Okay.
You know, but also, that there are police stations that are tweeting out, please do not come to our fire stations or our police station to catch Pokemon.
This is one of the craziest things I've ever run across.
Yeah.
21 million daily players of this stupid game.
Yeah.
That's nuts to me.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
So, Todd, some great news for Dodger fans.
Yeah, Mark, it really is. Clayton Kershaw is expected to be back maybe as soon as next week pitching. Remember, he had that mild herniated disc in his back. There was no surgery, some treatment. But he's back next week, and if not that, then maybe the week after that. So maybe he misses one more spot in the rotation before he pitches next. And that is good news.
Well, the bottom line, baseball being a sport of 162 games a year, a crucial period is coming. Round about mid-August, for the teams that are in contention, you've really got to be playing your best baseball in the last half of August into September if you're going to show up.
And you need depth of pitching. There's a little phenomenon I've followed over the years, and that is when pitchers start to get to about 160 innings pitched in a year, watch what happens. You know, the great ones will continue to pitch great, and but there's a bunch that fall off. And so you got to have depth of pitching because the innings and the pitches on the arm start to take its toll. So anyway, he'll be back. And, of course, the Dodgers are at Arizona tonight. They begin the second half of the season. The Angels host the White Sox. Dodgers, by the way, 6.5 games out of first place behind San Francisco, but with the fourth best record in the National League.
Todd, let me interrupt you a second because Gina's looking at me. Mikey's looking at me. They can hear the banging. we're having a roof put on our house.
And, is that right?
And they're directly above me today.
You know, I thought I heard something there, but, you know.
I thought it was some sort of stadium rally. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. I thought maybe Mark was somewhat like Daryl Strawberry. And the fact that Daryl Strawberry Radio. And you know, look, it's a slow sports day with the All-Star break, and Gina steals my one good story in trending.
Daryl Strawberry.
Right. Daryl Strawberry telling Sirius Radio that he used to have sex during games in the clubhouse between innings. And I just thought maybe that thumping Mark was maybe, you know, you during the show, and we don't know. So, at the halfway point, of course, you know, the All-Star break's a little bit past halfway, but your home run leaders in the leagues are Mark Trumbo, 28 in the American League, Chris Bryant, 25 in the National League. Jose Altuve is leading the hitting in the batting at 341 American League. Daniel Murphy, 348 in the National League. So there you go with baseball. Let's switch it on over to the NFL now, because today's a big deadline. Big deadline, okay?
Oh.
Okay, now this is the day that you have to come up with a multi-year contract for a player, or they would then play on a one-year contract if they're the franchise tag player. Well, the Broncos have their offer out to Von Miller, 6 years, $114.5 million, $70 million guaranteed. Now, that is the highest paid amount ever to a defensive player, and it's the most money guaranteed to any player with the exception of Andrew Luck, okay, the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. The deadline today, 4 p.m. Eastern time, and Miller says that he will not play this year unless he has a multi-year contract. He won't play as a franchise tag player, one-year contract.
Look, this player, Gina, this one player is so good that if he became a free agent and didn't sign, every team would take a shot at him for those that have the money. He single-handedly can make you a Super Bowl contender. He almost by himself beat the Carolina Panthers.
I was going to say they don't win the Super Bowl unless they have Von Miller. And yeah. I'm not just talking about this great play in the Super Bowl, which he was the MVP. He was great. Mm-hmm. But the games leading up to it as well. I mean, they were a defensive team last year, not an offensive team.
Yes, true.
Yeah. Now, ESPN is reporting sexual assault charges won't be filed against Eagles wide receiver Nelson Aguilar for a June incident. So that means LeBron and his social chains issue will not have to be sending a telegram or a letter to Nelson Aguilar, I guess. Okay. So anyway, I thought it was great what LeBron and the four players said at the ESPY Awards, but you know something? Let's take care of our own house first. You know what I mean? Take care of our own house first. Mm. Group of former NFL players suing Rydell Helmet Company, the manufacturer, because that was the helmet they used when they were playing. And, of course, it's about head trauma, head injury. We talked about Paul Hornung, the former Heisman Trophy winner and Hall of Famer for the Green Bay Packers running back, filed lawsuit, I believe was last week. He's 80 years old. But, you know, I was thinking about this. I wore Rydell helmets back when I played football, okay, in the high school football in the late 60s and early 70s. And I got a few concussions. Oy. I got knocked out. I always wonder, well, these are the pros, but what about all of the players that wore those helmets for so many years?
Well, okay, was Rydell the official helmet of the NFL?
I think at the time, yeah. I don't know. I mean, they were the helmet of choice back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, everybody's like, wow, you got a Rydell, you got the best one. I mean, Spalding made him, other made him too. But
if these guys actually have a suit against Rydell, they probably also have a suit against the NFL.
They've already had a suit against the NFL, and the NFL has paid probably about $1 billion worth of settlements already into a fund of money to take care of players who do have the head injuries. So it's a continuing story. We'll follow it. Hey, three quick things. Lakers Larry Nance Jr. likely fractured his hand in a summer league game last night. He'll see the doctor today. Tour de France, it's going to continue today. They were talking about, postponing it a day because of the terror that happened in Nice, France, but they're going to go on with the Tour de France, as they said. And the British Open, it's an amazing story. Phil Mickelson, 46 years old. He is 10 under after the second round of the British Open. He's in first place by two shots right now over Henrik Stenson, three shots better than Keegan Bradley. Zach Johnson, 5 under. Sergio Garcia, 4 under. Rory McIlroy, 3 under after 4. Dustin Johnson, 2 under. And Jason Day is +1 after 5. And Spieth, +1 over 7. I got to hear one more. There you go. Sports is brought to you by Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. Check them out. Great weekend to buy a car, baby. 0% APR Camrys and Corollas. Enormous selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. FrontierToyota.com.
So if you're going to be joining us at the Orange County Fair next Saturday, the 23rd, noon to 3, and if you have stupid talent that you'd like to run by us, you're going to get a guaranteed good seat. You're going to get a bag of swag and your chance to get up on the stage and be stupid. So if you have that, call us 888-696-1003. If you're good and stupid, we'll book you today. All right, so a week from tomorrow, Mark in the morning, Andy in the afternoon are going to be at the Orange County Fair a week from tomorrow, the 23rd, putting on a show, noon at the Heritage Stage. Part of the show is going to be stupid listener talent. Let's go to Eileen calling from right here in L.A. Good morning, Eileen.
Well, good morning. How are you all?
Good. Now, I'm intrigued by this. You're a female who does a Christopher Walken impression?
Ooh.
Yes, I do.
All right, let's have it.
Can I have a drum roll?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's just one word?
Well, you didn't specify that it had to be anything specific.
I love it.
Do you?
I do. Do it again, Eileen.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, it's just so stupid. You're in, Eileen. That means you get tickets and you get a bag of swag. It's just that easy.
Seriously?
Wow, Mark. What? Now we're saying wow.
Wow. But don't you get the stupidity of it?
But the joke's over now. Like, it's a one-trick pony. It's done.
That's an easy way to get a
sweatshirt. But the people who were at the fair might not have been listening at this very... Are you talking to me now? You think no?
I don't know. I mean, I love that you love it. That's good enough for me.
Alternate.
Interesting.
Missed on that.
All right, let's go to Richard calling from La Puente. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
What is your talent?
I can do the sound of Elmo.
Oh, the Elmo from Sesame Street.
All right, let's have it.
Na 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 Elmo's world. Na 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 Elmo's world. Elmo sure does sound rock.
I love it. But I'm going to speak on behalf of Mark and say you're only coming to the fair to do that if Elmo says something really dirty at the fair.
You got it.
Yes.
All right, Richard, you're in. Thank you.
It's a family thing.
That was so cute. Oh, please. He can say a couple of things.
All right, so the Emmy nominations are out, and instead of going through the list of the same people over and over, here is the lineup, the 11 shows that got the most Emmy nominations. I'll go from number 11 to number 1. Key and Peele got 7.
Yes.
Better Call Saul got 7.
Yes.
Big Bang Theory, 7. Dancing with the Stars, 8. Transparent, 10. Nice. Downton Abbey, 10. Silicon Valley, 11.
So good.
House of Cards, 13. What? Saturday Night Live got 16?
Huh.
Yeah, a lot of the guest hosts got nominated, and the writers got nominated, I believe.
Veep, number 2, got 17. That's and great. Number 1, take a guess.
Mr. Robot.
No. We already said House of Cards. Oh, crap.
You're missing the forest for the
trees. Game of Thrones!
23.
There you go.
And take a guess what the number one network for nominations is by far. Nobody's even close.
I'm going to say NBC.
NBC is fourth with 41.
HBO.
Number one, HBO with 94 nominations.
Unbelievable.
I never saw any of True Detective, the second season. The first season was so great.
Yeah.
And I've often wondered, how could they slip up like that?
Well,
it started when they said Vince Vaughn is going to be part of it for me.
I think the first season, it was, you know, it's a risky show. They're taking lots of risks, and it paid off. So they said, hey, we'll take more risks the second season. And I don't think people were into it.
I think they're making up for it with this show called Night Of that I saw. It's only been one episode, but it's very True Detective-like, and it's a crime drama. It's really good.
So now, I have been watching, what is the show with Norman Bates and his mother? What's the name of that show?
Motel something. I haven't seen it, but I thought it's called like Motel
Bates?
Or something.
Bates Motel?
Yeah, maybe it's just Bates Motel.
Well, I don't know what happens. I watched two or three episodes and was really enjoying it because they got creepy. This is a young Norman and the relationship with his mother. And really, really, really bizarre.
Yeah, but didn't it have to be that bizarre for things to end up happening the way they're
like, yes. I'd love to go back. I don't know what happens. It just, I can't do it. Like, Mikey's talking about this robot show. I'd love to see it, but I won't. Why?
You wouldn't get it, though. It's too smart of a show for you.
Oh, wow.
Gina Trend.
Yeah, all right. Rally that crowd. Well, weather forecasters are predicting a massive heat wave beginning next week that will bring unusually warm summer temps from coast to coast. Hey, if you'd like more responses on your dating profile, new research indicates you could boost your numbers considerably by one simple tweak. Uncross your arms, Mikey. Sitting there with his arms crossed, judging everybody.
That's right. You're putting out a negative vibe, dude.
And an unidentified object was captured on live streaming video from the International Space Station earlier this month before NASA's video feed appeared to abruptly cut off. This has sparked a lot of conspiracy theories about what happened. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. We'll talk to a documentarian who may be able to shed some light on this UFO issue at 8:50. But first, a little Rush. This is Mark in the Morning.
How do you feel about Rush?
I love it.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, the pitchforks were out for the 2015 Playboy Playmate of the Year. That is because Danny Mathers secretly snapped a photograph of a naked woman in the locker room at an LA Fitness.
Oy.
She then posted it to Snapchat with the caption, quote, "If I can't unsee this, then you can't either." A weird coincidence, she chose to body shame on National Nude Day. The backlash Danny received for fat shaming was intense. By the end of the day, she had deleted all of her social media accounts.
I just wanted to acknowledge a photo that I accidentally posted here on Snapchat earlier today and let you guys know that that was absolutely wrong and not what I meant to do. I have chosen to do what I do for a living because I love the female body, and I know that body shaming is wrong, and that's not what I'm about. That's not the type of person that I am. That photo was taken to be part of a personal conversation with a girlfriend, and because I am new to Snapchat, I really didn't realize that I had posted it, and that was a huge mistake.
That, I believe, is the truth.
That makes sense. I don't understand Snapchat either, but for all the crazy things I say and all the mean things that I do, I am not about putting strangers' faces or likenesses online, especially making fun. It's not, I would hate it if somebody did it to me. I've never thought that was cool. The only exception is there's something adorable, I'll comment on it in a positive way, but I really have a low tolerance for people putting strangers online and making fun of them.
Yeah, I don't think, I really believe that she meant to send it to a girlfriend. I don't think she inadvertently put it up for everybody.
Right.
All right, we're going to be at the fair a week from tomorrow, the 23rd, putting on a show noon at the Heritage Stage. We're looking for listener talent. We go to Jill. She's calling from L.A. Jill, what is your talent?
Hi, guys. I can belch like a sailor.
Ooh.
You can just do it anytime, anywhere?
I can. I've been practicing so much while I've been on hold, though I may throw up.
All right, let's hear your loud belch.
All right.
Wow. Yes.
Jill, you're in. I'll see you at the fair. Let's go to DJ R-Dog. DJ, what is your talent?
I do a Tarzan yell.
All right, do it.
Okay, hold on.
It's pretty good.
Alternate list. Let's go to Kennedy. Kennedy, what is your talent?
Hi, I do impersonations of Obama and Shakira.
All right, let's hear it.
This is Shakira. Ole, 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 ole. Forever, together, you and me forever. Out
ooh.
There and you'll be here. That's the dear, my dear. And then...
Wait, Mark, I don't know if you're very familiar with Shakira, but that was a pretty good Shakira.
I can't wait to hear Obama.
Kennedy, how old are you?
12.
Oh, cool.
All right, let's hear Obama.
Okay. This is Obama.
Michael Bloomberg,
This is Barack Obama. I have come here today to endorse Bernie Sanders. I'll see you on the bird.
That's amazing.
Mark, please.
I just love that you're 12. Kennedy, you're in.
Yes!
See you at the fair. All right, the day has arrived. A year and a half after announcing he would record his first solo album, Steven Tyler delivers on that promise today with the release of his album, We're All Somebody from Somewhere. Labeled as a country effort, Tyler said, quote, "Country music is the new rock and roll. It's not just about porches, dogs, and kicking your boots up. It's a whole lot more. It's about being real. And nothing is more real than understanding that we're all just somebody from somewhere."
How do you not like this, Gina?
Do you hate me, Mark?
I love this song. All I need is red, white, and you. Don't you get it?
No, I don't. Please explain it to me.
See, country is the new rock and roll, Gina.
I got to tell you, his first single that he released from this record, Love Is Your Name, one of my favorite songs. I have it on heavy rotation on my iTunes. This, the red, white, and you is just so... What is that?
Well, now we have it. We have red, white, and you.
No.
Yeah. Get you some.
No, play the other. Play the good one. Like going to the good Denny's.
I don't have it. Now, the other day, yesterday, we were talking about a UFO video. And apparently, according to the story, people had witnessed this UFO, which is an unidentified flying object. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the video, and it was just a white dot. Fuzzy on top of that. The white dot was coming down in the sky, I assume. And then, according to the story, and this is what makes it juicy, if true, this is alleged, NASA took it down. NASA stopped the feed. And so in a minute, well, here he is now. We're going to speak with Grant...
Ibrahim,
thank you. Now, you know this guy, right, Gina?
I do. He's a very dear friend of my boyfriend, known him forever, and a great guy and a really smart guy. So I thought he's the one we need to pull in and ask a few questions to.
Grant, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Mark?
Good. Grant is a documentarian.
Hi,
Gina.
Hi. Sorry, go ahead.
Grant is a documentarian currently working on a UFO documentary. And would you describe yourself as a UFOologist?
Well, you know, I'm what you would consider, I consider myself an experiencer. And an experiencer is somebody who's experienced a UFO. A UFOologist is somebody who kind of delves into the UFO to kind of like, you know, call them or see them and really goes deep into the whole thing. I'm a filmmaker who's making a film about UFOs. And over the last 4 years, I have filmed countless anomalies in the sky. I have filmed mechanical fleets that have gone by over the downtown LA skyline, energy orbs that are unexplainable. I mean, I've got tons of footage for this film, which will hopefully be finished up this year.
So now, have you had one-on-one experience with a UFO that was clearly a spaceship?
Yes.
Wow.
Could you tell us about that? Yeah.
Well, I was downtown LA with a friend, Robert Bingham, who I discovered a few years ago, who claimed that he can summon UFOs. So I researched him, I contacted him, met with him, and sure enough, he went outside and did his thing. Excuse me. And did his thing, and these four objects appeared in the sky that were white orbs that kind of hovered in an odd way, and they were quite up there. And I was so nervous I couldn't film them. Mm. I was just so excited about seeing something like that. And henceforth, I've spent a lot of time with him and other friends that kind of have tapped into this whole thing of being consciously able to meditate and ask them to appear, and they appear. It sounds crazy, but when you see this film, you're going to scratch your head and go, wow. And one day we were downtown Los Angeles at the 4th Street Bridge, and a fleet of mechanical objects appeared really high in the sky, and they flew in military formation, and they were maneuvering, and they kept doing different, like different formations. And then they flew into a small cloud, and they never came out, and they just disappeared.
Jeez.
I have all that on film. So,
Grant, you know, I have a question for you. You know, we talk about UFOs, and people assume that means, you know, alien life form, but it really just the broader sense, unidentified flying object. In your documentary, do you go into any sort of statistics between something that's extraterrestrial and something that's maybe a government or military experiment that they don't necessarily want us to know about?
Well, I don't really touch too much on that aspect. Dr. Stephen Greer's got coming out with a new documentary called Unacknowledged. And I may have worked on that, I may not have, but regardless, the thing is they explore that aspect much deeper in his new documentary. My documentary kind of is more about the actual occurrence that this happens. And, you know, the idea that they're mechanical, they may be entities that are just part of, you know, life on this planet, and we haven't discovered it yet. There's a lot of different possibilities, but the fact remains that there is an anomaly that's happening in our skies that cannot be denied. Now, you know, in regards to the video that NASA cut off, you know, they've been doing that for years. If you look back and just go through any kind of history that of the NASA space feeds from the ISS, they have done that repeatedly. There's been many things that have appeared on those, you know, the ISS cameras, and they've cut it off several times over.
Oh, wow.
I've been familiar with this for a long time. And it just so happened that this guy who did this, he was able to record it. He was able to get it out there. He contacted NASA. I can't pronounce his name. I'm not even going to try. But anyhow, so, you know, so this situation has happened several times over, you know, and it goes back a long time. You know, George Adamski back in the 50s, you know, he tapped into this whole thing. He would get people to come out to Giant Rock out near the Yucca Valley in Landers.
I've been there.
And it's a great spot.
Mark,
it's an incredible
love
place.
This
but back in the 50s and 60s, people would come in the thousands, and they would drive out there and witness spacecrafts coming in and doing aerial, you know, maneuvers and landing, and it was pretty phenomenal. But then the government shut that down, and it stopped. You know, and it goes back to Eisenhower, and Eisenhower had met with the aliens, apparently, and, you know, and he kind of aggressively offended them, in a sense, and they said, well, the humans aren't ready for us, and then they took off. So there are so many things that we don't know about that are just considered conspiracy theories, and unfortunately, you know, when you start to talk about it or when you start to explore it, the government has kind of put the blinders on us so thick that anybody who talks about it is a loon. Because
Grant, let's
it
talk
just
about
hasn't been physically proven.
Grant, let's talk about
though,
Grant, stop, Grant,
oh,
Grant.
Sorry.
Grant,
I'm
let's talk about.
So get off. I can't really hear you guys too well.
It's okay.
Well, let's talk about what's most important. Gina says that you were drop dead hot.
Yeah. I may or may not have mentioned that you may or may not be a good looking man. I thought that would entice the audience to listen closer.
Well, I appreciate that, Gina. My wife's a pretty gal, so I mean.
Oh, she is. She's stunning.
Well, Grant, let us know when the documentary is out, and we'll talk about it then.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me on the show, you guys. You have a wonderful day, and we'll all speak to you soon.
Bye, Grant.
Talk to you, Grant.
Keep your eyes up, you guys.
All right. So the top five NFL teams with the best fans and the bottom five. And when I say best, I'm talking about when the fan base spends the most money on their franchise. First, the top five. Number five, Eagles fans are buying merch. Number four, the 49ers. They suck, but people still buy their stuff. Number three, Broncos. Number two, Cowboys. Number one, Patriots. Bottom five.
Wait a second. I know you, and I know you shelled out a couple of pennies on your Panthers. So how did
no
they
question.
Not make the list just because of you alone?
I don't know. I don't know because we, look, when all the kids are here, one of the first places they want to go is down to the team store at the stadium.
Wow. I thought the Thompson single-handedly would have put Panthers on that list.
Oh, no. Hey, when Matthew and Bradley, Matthew's my son, Bradley is my daughter Amy's boyfriend, I handed them each a bag and said, Happy 4th of July. And it was Panther swim trunks. Awesome. All right, your bottom five. Number 28, Buffalo Bills. I have also heard that the Buffalo Bills fans on game day are without question the drunkest out of all 32 teams. The report was they are falling down drunk and the game hadn't even begun. Now, me, Linda and I get to the stadium. I do a little bit of tailgating. I'll sip a little bit of scotch, yeah, which is strange for 11 in the morning. But then I stop because I am the 12th man. I am the reason that we win. And I can't be blitzed for that. I got to be ready.
They need you clear-eyed out there.
Yeah, yeah. So I am. Mm-hmm. The number 29 team that fans don't spend money on, the Rams. Now, that's St. Louis. It will probably change now that they're in L.A. Number 30, the Chiefs.
What?
Chiefs.
Wait a second. There's a loyal folk out there in the Midwest. I'm sure they're spending... Well, they are really ugly colors, though. Ketchup and mustard color.
Number 31.
There we go.
Raiders.
Look, we've had nothing... Why would we buy any jersey right now? The team hasn't been good for 13 years. But...
You're supposed to be loyal.
But it's all going to change this year because we've got a great quarterback in Carr. We've got a good running back. We've got Amari Cooper as a receiver. Khalil Mack is the second best linebacker in the game. Raider jerseys will be flying off the shelves this year. I guarantee it.
Listen, you are poised to do... You're poised to win the division.
Yeah. I hope
and my Panthers play your Raiders.
Yep, and I'm going up. I'm almost, I have a friend who works with the Raiders. I'm going to get tickets and probably go up for that game.
Your dead last team where fans don't spend money. Mikey, take a shot at it.
Chargers?
Nope.
I'm going to say it's Browns.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. But no, even though they suck, their fans spend money.
Buccaneers.
No. Nope.
Watch your mouth, Mikey.
Buccaneers, I said. Okay. Dolphins.
No. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh.
Well, I'm looking forward to the season. Linda every day will tell me how many days it is till opening day. And for me, it's Thursday night. My Panthers in Denver. I don't want to just beat them. I want to embarrass them. So I'm pumped. I'm fired up. Here's David Bowie on Mark in the Morning. I had a little cough there.
Sorry.
Had a word there. Let's take a look at our final trending for the day. Here's Gina Grant.
Rough start. My fault completely. Joe Perry has been discharged from Columbia Presbyterian Hospital in New York after collapsing on stage Sunday night during a Hollywood vampire show in Brooklyn. He's reportedly resting at home in suburban Boston. Meanwhile, the Vampires have continued with their tour, which had them in Wisconsin last night, where they were joined by Marilyn Manson and Alice Cooper. The band is also back doing three songs that Aerosmith normally performs, Sweet Emotion, Come Together, and Train Kept a Roll. Two men are in the hospital recovering from injuries they suffered after falling off a cliff while playing Pokemon Go. How many of these stories are we going to be reporting the next couple weeks?
This is just beginning.
Oh, the friends were playing the augmented reality game on their smartphones in Encinitas, California, when they climbed a fence and ignored warning signs near a dangerous cliff. They fell between 50 and 100 feet off the cliff and landed on the beach below. Their identities and the nature of their injuries have not been disclosed. It's the latest incident related to Pokemon Go, which has been a phenomenon in the last week or so.
Good God.
And here's something for you. Whew, take a big breath for this one. A 71-year-old woman has married a 17-year-old boy just 3 weeks after meeting him at her son's funeral. When grieving pensioner Almeida Errol went to pay her last respects at her son's funeral, the last thing she expected to find was love. Following a whirlwind 3-week romance, she and Gary Hardwick, he's now 18, by the way, and who had previously dated a woman of 77, tied the knot in a ceremony which was arranged in just 6 days. Later on their wedding night, they did it for the first time.
Yeah, I got an image, and it's like a bad taste.
Look, you got to be fair. If we're going to give Mick Jagger crap, we got to give these guys crap.
Well, look, this is odd, but it happened. It was the morning of my mother's funeral, and Linda and I are in the bathroom, and I tried to get laid. And she looked at me like, What are you doing? God. I found out later it's very common. People that are in that kind of a situation, it's such a sad situation. You look for any kind of joyful moment.
Right. And I'm assuming that traumatic connection sort of bonds you quicker. So mazel tov to the happy couple. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Kansas.
Well, weekend has applied itself to our lives, not Uncle Joe's. He will slave for you with the 10 of 10.
I'm slaving, as a matter of fact. We're doing a stick show tonight, Pacific Amphitheater. Boston tomorrow night, Pacific Amphitheater. Specific Amphitheater, that's the new name for it. I don't know if you heard that. Specific sponsorship, that's what it is. And today, the 10 of 10, I'm going to close out the week big. This is the year. I'm going to be featuring the year Pee-wee's Big Adventure came out.
86?
I like 86.
You're right. 1985. Yes. 1985 is the year we're featuring today in the Sounds 10 of 10, and I'll see you guys at Pacific Amphitheater. I'll prep them for next Saturday, I promise, Mark. It's going to be
nice.
Great.
Nice, Joe. And Joe will be out there with us at the fair a week from tomorrow.
Hauling equipment.
So all next week, we're busy. Nancy Cartwright does a lot of voices. She does Bart Simpson. Yeah. Danny Trejo. We're going to continue taking your talent, your stupid talent, for the Orange County Fair appearance with Mark in the Morning and Andy in the Afternoon. That is the 23rd. And then Comic-Con, we're sending Mimi Chen down there to report. Mikey!
A place, Mark, we never want to see you in. Mm. A centerfold.
Oh, smart.
Here's Jay Giles on Mark in the Morning.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.